Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat Live, coming to you live from the Atom C processor launch. We've just launched a new family of Atom processors for hyperscale data centers and networking environments. And today we'll be providing a live cast of interviews with Intel executives as well as partner executives on how these platforms will deliver new types of capabilities to the hyperscale data center and beyond. Let's get started with the interviews with Raejean Skillern, a frequent guest on Chip Chat, Director of Cloud Marketing at Intel.
Hey, Raejean, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, Allison. Good to be here.
So today's event, a very important milestone for hyperscale data centers, and obviously reflecting a lot of long hours and months and years of work for Intel and Intel's partners. Can you tell us a little bit about what was accomplished today?
Yeah, so this was another announcement in our series about how we are re-architecting the data center. And this today's announcements are really focused on the hyperscale data center, the data centers that support large cloud service providers like Amazon or Microsoft or Tencent, and also telco service providers that are building out large network services. And one of the headline notes of the day was the announcement of our Intel Atom C processor family, which is our processor family that was codenamed Avoton, and it's our second generation 64-bit workload-optimized SoC that is in production and is now shipping as of today's announcement. But as we know that true data center efficiency and when you really look at the workloads and what they need to run in a hyperscale data center, it's more than just about an SoC or a piece of silicon. It's about the entire architecture that surrounds it. So we were able to make additional announcements about our rack scale architecture and our vision there, and really build upon our silicon level innovation to talk about platform level innovation and rack level innovation. It's the first time we've been able to show the world our functioning silicon photonics. We announced an MXC connector. We also brought another one of our large customers and partners, Microsoft, on stage with us to talk about how we are working together to define their next generation infrastructure to run their environment on.
So I've got so many questions for you out of that. Let's start with Atom C. And, we are surrounded by ecosystem partners that are demonstrating platforms based on this processor. We've talked about Atom before for the data center. Can you just remind our viewers what types of workloads are we targeting for these systems across compute, storage, network?
Yeah, so Avoton is perfect for lightweight, static, scale-out type workloads. We see this across microservers in front-end web, entry-dedicated hosting, content caching, simple content delivery type networks. We see it in storage for the entry low-cost storage segment, or what a lot of people are calling cold storage, or deep archiving is another name, where you have large amounts of data that needs to be accessed infrequently, but when it does need to be accessed, it needs to be the response needs to be very quick. And what's also really cool about this launch is it wasn't just our Atom C that was based on the Avoton codename product, but it was also our Rangeley launch. Rangeley is a workload-optimized SoC for the entry networking segment. It has hardware accelerators built in with our Intel QuickAssist technologies for crypto acceleration, and it makes it a really good low-cost entry storage for entry-level switches, routers, service cards, and security devices.
So we're really addressing a gamut of products, some that Intel has played in traditionally, but some that are new focuses for us.
Yeah, so we've been engaged in the microserver segment for a number of years now. We really led the definition as that segment has emerged. But what's great about the Atom C series is it's extending this low-power IA architecture into the new segments, and that's that cold storage or entry low-cost storage, and this entry-level networking. And what we're seeing are customers and partners are now able to move off non-IA architectures or other proprietary architectures onto IA, and now they have the benefit of a common software ecosystem, a common management solution across their entire range of needs to support their networking and comms workloads as well.
When I walked in here today, I was impressed with the names in the room in terms of ecosystem leaders that are developing solutions based on these products. For those who weren't here today, can you just give us a few samples of folks who are delivering solutions?
Yeah, so one of the most exciting was we had the opportunity to have Mats Carlson, who's the vice president of technologies at Ericsson. And what he was able to do is come on stage and talk about how Ericsson is not only deploying the Atom C series or the former Rangely product into their own network cloud environment, but will also be productizing it. And that's a move off of a non-IA architecture onto IA. So that represents that movement into new segments and a TAM growth opportunity for the data center group, which we're really excited about. We also welcome Jermon Massey, who is the Chief Operating Officer at OVH. OVH is the largest hosting company in EMEA, and it's number three globally. And what's really exciting is they have announced that they're going to be a first mover on Avaton for the entry or their low-cost dedicated hosting service. EMEA is one of the largest markets still for dedicated hosting and needs to hit very low price points while providing a good consistent quality of service and a quality guaranteed of performance with that cost. And OVH actually, along with another large cloud service provider, 1&1, who wasn't there in person, but they're first movers on Avaton, bringing this into the EMEA hosting market for entry dedicated hosting.
You know, it's funny because I had not heard of OVH before, but when you look into their business and see how much compute they're running to serve that hosting, that's a huge market at this point.
It is. It is. And we're grateful that they not only made the trip, it's a French-based company, but that they were willing to stand up and talk about this and how it's going to help their business and their customers as well.
So let's get to probably the whiz-bangiest thing of the entire launch, the first ever live rack scale architecture demonstration. You talked a little bit at the beginning of our chat about how this really represents a step forward in terms of system and rack level innovation as part of our re-architecting the data center for hyperscale. Can you talk a little bit about what it took? I mean, this has been very fast moving in terms of, vision to actual running design at a rack level. What it took to get the system up and running, what was involved and what you think is the most important thing that people should be thinking about rack scale.
Yeah, so as mentioned, an SoC like Avaton is great, but it's how it gets put into a rack scale architecture that really brings the benefit into an environment. So we have, just a few weeks ago, we're showing a static demo of this environment, and now we were able to show the first live demo. And a rack scale architecture has three main components. It supports both the Xeon processor family as well as SoCs like the Atom C series, so support for both Atom and Xeon. It showed distributed switching using Intel Ethernet switch silicon in a top-of-rack configuration. And throughout the platform. And also, which is really exciting, is it's the first live demo of our silicon photonics technology. And we were able to show how silicon photonics was connecting the Xeon and the Avaton systems in that rack. And it was a combination of all these things together that allowed us to demonstrate how we could distribute traffic across pooled storage in environment and have that traffic flow from the Xeon and then over to the Atom workloads and reassign the storage based on the workload and the application running. We were also able to show the network disaggregation where, people are really aware of the north-south traffic when you have your computing and components connected to a top-of-rack switch, but we were able to kill the top-of-rack switch and show that the silicon photonics connected the Xeon and the Avoton compute nodes for that east-west traffic. And what this does is, silicon photonics is cool and it's a buzzword in the industry. By increasing the bandwidth so you can get up to 1.6 terabits per second across that cable and increase our cable lengths to over 300 meters, these capabilities are what really will enable higher density racks and disaggregation of the compute network and storage within the racks in the future.
That's incredible. I mean, it was just in July that we had Jason Waxman up on stage with Rackscale talking about Rackscale architecture. It was a mocked-up system. Now you've got a live system running, Microsoft on stage talking about it with Intel. Those are some big players, and I think a lot of sleepless nights probably for some Intel engineers getting this thing running. What has the market response been in general to Rackscale, and where do you see it going over the next year?
You know, it's certainly Rackscale is an evolution, and there's many phases along the way, but we've been able to now disclose and have discussions with and share publicly that we are working with the world's largest cloud service providers through the Open Compute Forum and working directly with Facebook through the Project Scorpio in China, which allows us to work with Tencent, Alibaba, Baidu, and China Telecom, the four largest service providers in China. And now by disclosing that we're working with Microsoft to ensure their Microsoft Cloud OS is optimized not only on the technologies, but optimized in the system. We really are excited about the trend that we're able to work with these large customers who are dictating the need for this disaggregation and this efficiency and working to help them respond and helping to create the solution. And, of course, there's a lot of people in the middle. I mean, these solutions will be delivered through our OEM partners, and they're going to provide a lot of innovation to market, and we look forward to making further announcements with them.
You know, I thought that we were going to be talking about Atom C at this launch, and it seems like we're talking about all sorts of innovations from Intel. If you were going to leave the audience with one, impact statement from this launch, Regine, I know that this group has, accomplished a tremendous amount in 2013. What would you leave our audience with, and what can we expect next in the space of hyperscale?
Yeah, so the one thing that I would like to leave the audience with is just, the Intel Atom C 2000 product line is here. It's shipping. We have over 50 design wins across microservers, cold storage, and entry networking. These are real systems. We have end users who are testing and ready to deploy. This is really hitting a maturity for some of these emerging segments across microservers, cold storage, and entry networking. But also, as said, true efficiency in the data center really requires looking at the entire rack across the compute network, storage, and orchestration layers. And so I think you're going to see going forward not only Intel announcing leadership silicon products and technologies across our processor families, but also continuing to innovate at the entire rack level and work with our partners to bring next-generation architectures to market.
Well, congratulations on the launch, Regine. Incredible amount of work from you and your entire organization to make this happen. I know that it's probably an amazing relief and an exciting milestone to get to this launch. If folks want to continue the conversation with you, where should they engage?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Regine, R-A-E-J-E-A-N-N-E-S on the end. Follow me at Regine S, and I'll share with you all the latest and greatest news coming out of the Data Center Group and our hyperscale efforts.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for being on the program. And coming up next are a number of interviews from ecosystem leaders who have been with us at this Atom C launch, as well as some additional Intel guests. So stay tuned.